the last 2 weeks, and that'll help us understand tonight's shiur. 2 weeks ago, we talked about two people in the same town, and one of them wants to take the case to an out-of-town bezin because it's a makom vad or bezin agadol. So there we said, pashtus, the Gemara says, only the Taveya has the right to force the nitva to go out of town because he wants to do a hider mitzvah, have it love of Yishmav, all the different reasons we said he can force the nitva to go out of town, but the nitva cannot force the Taveya because the Taveya could say, you owe me $1,000, you're going to end up costing me $1,000 for me to get my $1,000 back, that's not fair. We said, according to the Ramah, if it's a bezin hagod or the bez bezin, based on Tosus, then even the nitva could, but it all was a moot point because the Mordechai said the minig is that nowadays no one can force anyone to go out of town. If there's a bezin in town and one of the parties wants to stay in town, the other one can't force them to go out of town. We're afraid of Ramoyim, who says the other one's going to be that much better. Whatever the svara is, that's the way we concluded 2 weeks ago. But to remember that in general, the Toveya, the claimant, really would have had the upper hand, except because he's the Eved Ovel Yishmav, we said even most according to most Rishonim applies even not to, even things other than loans, the claimant has the upper hand. However, the minhag is not to, that he shouldn't do that also. If one was in, if they were in different towns, then we said the Toveya has to come to town, because he has the ache, the way the Groh said the pshat, and he has to come to the Nidva town to make the Din Torah. That was 2 weeks ago. Last week, we said if they're both in the same town and they are willing to stay in town, but they have an argument which bezin to use. So we had a machlokas between the Tur and the Nemukah Yosef against the Smag and the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what we passed. And according to the Nemukah Yosef, the Nidva has the right to say, right, I have a problem. I get three dayanim and I summon my disputant to a din Torah. My disputant, the nitva, has the right to say, I don't want to go to those dayanim. And I was talking about Hunan Rav Chisda in the town. According to the Mokhi Yosef, that means he can upgrade and said, you wanted to go to Rav Chisda's bezdin, I want to go to Rav Huna's bezdin because that's a better bezdin and I have the right to force you to go to a better bezdin. The smag, and the way we paskin, according to most poskim, says the nitva has the right. He can't force the toveya to go to the lesser bezin, but he has the right to refuse the better bezin. He learns that the Gemara is saying that even though the toveya wanted to go to Rav Huna's bezin, the nitva could counterclaim and say, no, I want to go to Rav Chisda's bezin, even though it's a lesser stature. And then the toveya can say, okay, so I'm not going to that one. They have to settle for a third one. What right did he have to force, what right did he have to refuse the better bezdin? Normally we say the Taveya has the right to even go out of town to a better bezdin, so now we spoke out to Bach. The Bach said that the Taveya has the right to go out of town to the better bezdin because it's a hit or miss, it's a better bezdin out there. But if you're in town, certainly the smaller bezdin will speak to the bigger bezdin if it has any questions, and there's no gain, there's no advantage by staying, by going to the bigger bezdin in town. That's why the nitva has the right to keep the case in town by the smaller bezdin, and then, of course, the Tovei could counterclaim. We spoke out the Yeshua Yisrael, who said a different svara. He said that that which the Toveya can take you to the better bezin, that's only the super great bezin, the bezin HaGadol, but just to upgrade it a little bit, he has no right, and therefore if it's just a matter of degree or Funer Mechista, he wouldn't have the right to do that. That's what Yeshua Yisrael said in the name of the Chedushi Haran. And that's what we have up until now. Tonight we're going to talk about a different type of bezdin, which we haven't spoken about yet, and that's going to be based on the Gemara, and I think we'll just see the Gemara to learn about it. We're going to first go over the Gemara we learned last week. I had the Mishnah in a different way, but let's read the Mishnah the way we read it last week, and then we'll see the Gemara's problem with that way. Last week we learned the Mishnah said like this, Dini Mamanus B'Shlosha, the first Mishnah in the third parak, Chafim Amad Aleph, Dini Mamanus B'Shlosha, you can have, Dini Mamanus need three judges. How is that? So we learned last week, Zeh Barulo Echad, one of the litigants chooses one bezdin of three, V'Zeh Barulo Echad, and the other one chooses a bezdin of three, and they had a standoff. Which one are you going to use? So we said, Shneim, Berman, Lohan, or Echad. So the two of them will have to decide upon a mutually acceptable third bezin. Right? That was the maskana, that was our Papa's maskana that we learned last week. Now the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, how about the Sefer? The Sefer says, Chachamim Amrim, the Chachamim say, Shnei Dayonim Borin Lahen Orechot. The Chachamim say, the two judges choose the third court. It's not like you said in the Reisha, not like the Tanakhama, like a mayor of the Tanakhama said that the two litigants will choose a third Bez Din. The Chacham, the way we're learning, the way Rav Papa learns, the Chacham is saying, no, the two Bati Dinim will choose the acceptable third Bez Din. So, fact the Gemara, Yisak Adaitach Kinamrinan Bez Din. If you think it's like we said, that each of the Bali Din chose a whole Bez Din, a court of three, and the other one said, I want this court, and they had argued and they had to settle on a third court. So how can the Chachamim say the two Bati Din will choose the third Din? Bez Din Basid Apasli Lehu, after the Bez Din became disqualified by each of the litigants, Aslu Avarlu Veidin Achrini, did they have a right to choose another Bez Din? Each one had the right to say, I don't want to go to your Bez Din. And this one said, I don't want to go to your Bez Din. So they're disqualified. They're out of the picture. How can those Bati Dinim now come and choose a third Bez Din? They were disqualified. Behold, my zevarlo echad, v'zevarlo echad. It's mashma that the pasuk pshat is that this one chooses for himself one, and he chooses for himself one. It's mashma that you have to do it that way. That I choose one and you choose one. That's not what happened. According to you, what happened was I chose the best, and then you went and said, "Well, I don't like that one. I want to choose mine." And then you fought, and you have to settle a theory. Here it's mashma zevarlo echad. He chooses one, and he chooses one. Mashma to lachachilui to make a din Torah. So the Gemara rejects Rav Papa's pshat. Now, once again, we still accept the pshat we learned from him last week. But whether that's pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara says that's not pshat in the Mishnah. El hochi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Kishazeh bar lo dayan echad. Right, you're having a fight with someone. So when you choose one dayan, vizeh bar lo dayan echad, and the other one, the disputant, chooses his judge, Od Echad, Shneim Barin, Zebra Lo Dayan Echad, so Shneim Barin, Lahen, Od Echad. Then they, the words are out of order here, but they both can choose their third judge themselves. Right? That's the Tanakhama, right? And on that, the Chachamim say, no, the judges will choose the third judge, not the two Bali did. Right, so this way the Mishnah is saying the lachila way to do it. Right, you choose one judge, the other party chooses another judge, and then together they'll agree upon a mutually acceptable third judge. So now it wasn't b'diyevet. Well, I chose one court, and you disqualified and chose your court, and then I disqualified your court, and we had that problem that wasn't pashpatan in the Mishnah. No, it's. And also there's no problem with the fact that they were disqualified. No one was disqualified here. It's not I disqualified your court, you disqualified my court. And then the Chacham say, no, those courts will choose a third court. No one got disqualified. I chose my judge, you chose your judge. Now there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, how the third judge is chosen. Rabbi Meir says the Bali Din, the litigants themselves choose a third judge, and the Chacham say, no, the judges will, those two chosen judges will choose the third judge, who will hear the din Torah. Gemara asks, Maishna Davi Hachi, why do we, what's the advantage of having such a way of, such a process of choosing a Bez Din? So the Gemara says, enter the Gemara, Ami B'ma Rav and Mishmei Rav Zeiro, they say in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rav Zeiro, Mitoksha Zebar L'Dayin Echad, because since this person chose his judge, the Zebar L'Dayin Echad, and the disputant chose his judge. Ushnehin Baran Lahino Echad, and together they selected the third judge. Yetze Hadin Lamito. The din will come out very clearly, very correctly, according to the MS. And that's the best way to do it. If you just have three people sitting there, or sitting judges, and you go to them, so they'll hear the case and they'll pass in it. But here, where each Baldin chose a special judge that he respects, and the other one chose a judge that he respects, So they're going to make sure that the din comes out very correctly. Now, what exactly does that mean? That's a crucial point of tonight's shiur. So Rashi says like this. On the other side of the handout, we have Rashi. Rashi says, it'll come out, Lamito, did Saisi Balidinim. This will allow the Balidinim to listen to the Psak Halacha. The Savar Hachayim, the loser will think, Hareyani Ba'atmi Biraiti Ha'echad. I myself chose my one of the judges. Being Hoya Yochel Ha'apech was Chusi. If he could have found some way for me to win, Hoya Ma'apech, he would have done it. Ba'adoyanin Ba'atman, Nochadaitan, and the judges themselves, have their mind settled, Ha'apech was Chus Shneyam, to go through each of their merits of both sides, Menesha Shneim Birum, because both of them chose them. Right, that's what Rashi says, that over here, each judge will Pashut be looking out for the one that chose him. Now the Rosh has very strong language. He says, Mimnei sheyesh chasari das, people that don't have intellect, meaning people that are dumb, toin b'divi Rashi, they make a mistake in Rashi's words. Well, the Meidim Imenu, they learn from Rashi, Shadayin Yesu Lahapik Vuskus Hosei Shabiro. Mash Rashi said that if I'm chosen as a judge, I have to go and try to find the merits in my client's case. The Homekum Kama, the Chapas Vidvarim, I'm there to try to cover up things, Asher Lokadin, not properly, right? I'm going to, he's my, he asked me to be a Dayan for him, so I'm going to go to any extent to try to help him. Vinagu Kamanasha, many people decided and have a custom liberal and Baal Tachbulos. They try to find the most tricky person they can find. Vinidlim Medivei Rashi, and they rely on these words of Rashi. To Master Yeshul HaPech Puskusa, Rashi said that you have to look to keep on turning around, right? Like this season, Nahapuchu, to keep looking around to find the Zuchus. Vechalila Vechas. The Rosh says that's Chas Vashon, that's not the Pshat. They didn't look at Rashi's words well. Shekosef, Rashi said, he said, that's what they're going to think. Each of the Balidin are going to think that I chose him, and therefore he's looking out for me. This is what he's saying. He'll look more out for him than for the other one. That's why he'll listen to them. But how should the judge look out? What's his outlook? It's chas v'shon that he should try to find some argument for his client, he's not a client, for his baal din to win, unless he knows it's really true. If he could trick his friend, like I once saw, someone wanted to argue someone's case in the din Torah, and what he did was, he did a lot of research, and he was like 5 pages of tainas, and each one was a very good taina from different shuvas why this one should win, and where he got them was from Tischei Choshen. Tischei Choshen we use many years. He doesn't have a Hilchos Dayanim. Tischei Choshen is almost an encyclopedia of Dinei Torah, and he took out the Tischei Choshen had a whole shiloh with the halachas. He brought some hold this way, some hold that way. So this person, it was a lawyer, a dayan, I don't know what he was, so he wrote this tshuva, and he picked all the ones that were in Reuven's favor, and he left out the ones in Shimon's favor, right? He conveniently left those out. He didn't argue why they were right, he just said, oh, the Bach and say hold like him. And he didn't say that, there's just as many that hold the other way. So that's what the Rosh says, that's not what the dayan is supposed to do. In fact, the Halacha Pesukah says that if one of the dayan know a svara that's going to help the other person, he can't even remain silent. Right? He can't even, if he thinks there's a svara why the other person should be right, if he is silent, he's going to be over the issue of perverting justice. That's the way the Rosh says it. Now, then Ruka Yosef also says, don't learn Rosh Hashanah Rashi, but he doesn't, so according to the Rosh, the Gemara is labdafka. The Gemara says, because of that, the din will come out to Lamito. It doesn't really mean that the din's better by a Zabla. What the Gemara means, by the way, it's called Zabla, Zabar Lo Echad. The Gemara doesn't mean it's really going to be better. The Gemara just means, well, they're going to think it's better, and since they think it's better, so it's like more peaceful. Everyone will be satisfied. Even the loser won't be dissatisfied. The Nemuka Yosef says a little different, which is the way I think the post can understand it. The Sma says it like that. Mekeven Shebiruhu, since he chose him, Ma'ayin Bedavar, who Ma'ayin Bedavar Yafa, he will look into the matter very carefully. Even if he decides that the one that chose him is really liable, he won't quickly pass in against him. El Mamtin, he'll think about it a little bit more. Maybe he'll think of another svara. Maybe he'll be able to find a svara that he could win with. The other dying does the same thing. Since they're both being very careful and patient in this din Torah, they ain't posting us to the altar. They aren't just passing it right away. The din comes out clearer. The din comes out better. So according to Mukhe Yosef, he says, once again, it doesn't mean that you should lie and you can find some types of tricks and all kinds of ways that you can help your client win. It's not a client. What we're saying is that since he chose you and he relied upon you, say, look, this person relied on me, I better be very careful, I'm ready to say, oh, he's wrong. Let me look at it again. And maybe by looking at it again, he'll discover that maybe he was right after all. So that's why the Mukhe Yosef says it. Because of that, the din will come out, la'amito, dinemis la'amito kipshuto, that the justice will be better served in such a sort of din Torah. Now, the issue arises, what happens if, we'll talk about the first case, where the person had a complaint against his friend, and he got together three dayanim, like we said last week, three people from Kolel, three people that are rabbanim, and he said, I want you to summon that person, which they have a right to do. Any three people, with it, one of them knows halacha, and the other two are supporting caste, like we learned, they have a right to be a bezin and summon the other person to a din Torah. Now, what can the defendant do? The defendant will say, no, I don't want to go to them, I want to go to a different bezin. Like we said last week, they can do that. So what happens if they say, I don't want to go to a different bezin, but I want us to do the Zabla method, I want me to choose one judge and you to choose the other, and then they'll choose the third one the way we paskin. I want to do that. Does he have a right to say that? So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, it's pashut, that he does have the right to do that. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: Chol shlosha dayanim nikraim bezdin. Shulchan Aruch simin gimel sif aleph. Any three judges are called a bezdin. Afila had yosas, even if they don't have smicha. They can go in and summon about karcho. They can summon someone against his will. If the nitva refuses to go to din, or he doesn't want to have a din Torah in his city, then that person is called a mesarev, and they could force him to come. But suppose the defendant is willing to go to a din Torah in the city, he doesn't want those three that the teveya chose. He doesn't want that bezin that the teveya chose. So then, the nitva has the right to say, I want you to choose your judge, I'll choose my judge, we'll get the third judge, and I won't have a din Torah like that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the nitva has the right to do that. And that's the halacha psuka, and there's no shaila about that. The shaila is, the first shaila we'll talk about is, suppose it works, does it work the other way around? Suppose the toveya says, I'm angry at you, I want to have a din Torah, I'm going to choose my dayan, you choose your dayan, I'll choose a third zabla, and the defendant says, you know, I don't want that type of bezin, I want to go to a regular bezin, I know these three people, they pass in shilas all the time, let's go to that bezin. Does the toveya have the right in that case to say, no, I want to dafka go to the zabla? Does the nitva have the right to say, no, I don't want that type of case? Now, before we start, the Shvus Yaakov says that we learn from the Gemara that the Zabla is the preferred method of having a din Torah. Right? He has a shaila that what happens if you have a community where everyone, the custom was to have a din Torah with a Zabla, and they wanted to now establish a regular bezin, not to do this ad hoc Zabla anymore. So Shvus Yaakov said the better method is to use the Zabla method and to switch to dayanim and establish a core system. That's not the preferred way. And he concludes, if a pratas bismanim elu, in these days, shal pi harov, in most cases, manhige v'tuvei ha'ir, the leaders of the city, memanim dayanim l'kroveyim v'oveyim, who do they choose to be the judges? Their relatives, their friends, av'vishenim ha'gunim, even though they don't they're not fit. They don't know the halachas. So the Shulz Yaakov says, especially nowadays, you should not rely on such a bezdin. It's better to have a zablah system. By the way, we'll see later, his case was talking, the minig in his city was where each person chose his own dayan, and the third was the rabbi of the city, the community leader. He was the third dayan in that case. So in that case, the Shulz Yaakov said that the minig should remain, and it's not proper to change the system. This is the best system. Rav Moshe also says that if one of the Bali Din want to have a Zabla and the other wants to go to a regular Bez and not a Zabla, Rav Moshe says the Zabla is preferable. That is the better form of a Bez Din. Now, by Bez Din Kavua, we're not talking about that it's an established Bez Din. That we'll see next week, another, or maybe even a little bit today. But Rav Moshe, the part we're talking now is talking about, we're not talking about the Bez Din Kavua now, we're talking about a regular three people, I want them to be my dayanim. So Rav Moshe says it's better to have each one choose their judge and then pick a third rather than have just three judges out of the blue choose it. Now back to this question of can the Toveya say, I want Dafka Zabla when the Nidva wants to go to three other dayanim. So Laharus Nasan says, Lishavi Toloi in the Shir we learned two weeks ago. Right, we reviewed in the beginning. We learned 2 weeks ago that if the Toveya, the Malva, the claimant, wants to go to a Mokum Vah, he wants to go to a better Besin, and the Nitva wants to stay in town, we say Me'ikra Din, we listen to the Toveya. So therefore, the Haris Nashan says, if you see that, you see the Toveya has more rights to choose a Besin than the Nitva. So if we learned in the Shulchan Aruch that the Nitva, the defendant, has the right to insist upon a Zabla type of Bezdin, he can insist on that type of Bezdin. So he says, Kol Shekein, the Toveya should have the right to insist on a Zabla Bezdin, even though the defendant wants to go to another type of Bezdin. Right? That's Lahoros Nason, his Shuvah he has in Simen Zayin, Simen Kovchav. But the truth is, it's not. He has a long Shuvah, he has other arguments here also, but this argument isn't so good, because that case of 2 weeks ago was talking where he wanted to take him out of town. Here we're talking where they're both in town. Right? And when they're both in town, we have to think about last week's sugya. Right? Last week's sugya, we said that if they're both agreeing to stay in town, but the one wants to go to the Toveya wants to go to one Bezdin, and the Nitva counters with a counter offer of a lesser Bezdin, and let's assume that the Zabla is the better Bezdin over here. So we're talking about a case here where the Toveya, the claimant, wants to go to the better Bezdin, the Zabla Bezdin, and the Nitva counters, no, I want to go to the lesser Bezdin. I want to go to just three Dayonim, regular three Dayonim, I'd rather go there. So according to, it should come out like this, according to the Nemuke Yosef and the Tor, he doesn't have any right to do that, because the Nitva can counter with an upgraded Bezdin, but he can't come up with a downgraded Bezdin. That you can't do. But according to the Smag, who says that the Nitva has the right to counter with a downgraded Bezdin, let's not say the reason yet. So since the Nitva has a right to counter with a downgraded Bezdin, so therefore, here also he should have the right to counter and say, no, I don't want a Zavla, I want the lesser Bezdin just choosing three judges. That's the way the Meshav Bahalocha, this printer's from Bezdin Aroya and Mansi, wants to argue. But right away he says it doesn't make sense. You know why? Pasha, that's worse, because if someone's on my side, Yotza Din Lamito. Right, so he wants to say, according to the Smag, though, I can downgrade. But then he says, if you remember what we said in the beginning, according to the Bach, what's the reason that if we're in the same city, the Nitva can say, I want to go to a lesser Bezdin. Why isn't the Himuchuya to go to the better Bezdin? So we said from the Bach, the reason is because there's no loss. If you're in the same city, the smaller Bezdin will go as the Shaila from the bigger Bezdin, and they have all the resources there. If they move out of town, that's when you have a problem. Right? That's what the Bach said. So the Meshav Halacha says very cleverly, if the better Bezdin is a Zabla, so it's non-existent. Right? You can't say, I wanted to have a Zabla Bezdin, then it comes out really clear because everyone's arguing for his own person that chose him, and that's what the Toveya wants. And Nitva says, no, I want to have a lesser Bezdin. Well, So that normally works, but only because the lesser bezin will ask the greater bezin. But there's no greater bezin over here if you use the lesser bezin, because there's no zablah. It's not like there's a sitting court. So he says that svara wouldn't work out. But he says, let me just finish. But he says, according to the Yeshua's Yisrael that we said last week, that Yeshua's Yisrael said that the svara is that you can go to a lesser bezin at all times. It's only that which we said you could take him out of the city was because it was the best type of bezin. But as long as it's not the best bezin, you can choose the lesser bezin. So then he says that would work out, and he concludes. He also wants to say it might be totally in machlokus between the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef. Right? We're saying it's a better bezin. So according to the Nemuki Yosef, it really is a better bezin because you're going to work and try to come out the Emes Lamito. But according to the Rosh, the whole thing's a sham. It's not really going to be better. It's just that the Dayanim will, the Bali Din will think it's better because they think that he worked hard for me. So maybe he says it's totally on that. His maskana though is that as long as the nitva is willing to go to some form of bezdin, so you can't force him to use the zabla method, he's willing to go to a bezdin, and in that case he concludes that he could insist on having three dayanim who are impartial, and they will hear the case. That's the way the Meshav Halacha concludes. Okay, so that's the first part of the shiur. If we're not talking about, we're talking a choice of three Tamei Chachamim to judge the case versus each one picking one and then picking the third. So he said the Nitva certainly has the right to insist on Zavlah. The claimant, had my three Dayanim here, he could say no, I want to use the Zavlah method, that's better, it's clearer, comes out Yotzeh de Lamito. He has the right to insist upon that. If it's the other way around, where the Toveya says, I want to have a Zablah type of Bezdin, and the Nitva says, I'm not comfortable with that, I want to have three Dayanim decided, so then the Nitva, according to Meshav Halacha, can insist upon that, and they'll have to choose, like we said last week, three Dayanim that are mutually acceptable to both of them. That's the Maskana, the way he comes out. Now, the Ramah puts another factor into this equation here. The Ramah says on the Shulchan Aruch, "V'nirali dafka dayanim she'enon kavuyim." What we were talking until now was where there were three dayanim tamei chachamim who wanted to form a bezdin. So there, the nitva could counter with, "I want to have zebura lo echad. I want each of us to choose a dayan." Avim dayanim kavuyim be'ir. But if there are established dayanim in the city, lo yuchal lomar lo adon lifneichem, he can't say, I don't want to judge in front of you, elav zavorah, but I want to judge with a zavorah. And the Ramah concludes, chein nogen beirenu, this is the minig in our city, that if there's dayanim who are established in the town, and we'll define that next time. Pashup shanim dayanim that are kavuim means that there's a city charter, a kehila, especially in the olden times where there was one kehila in each city, and that city chose this dayanim, and everyone was united, and these were the three dayanim. That's dayanim who are kavuim. So if there are such dayanim kavuim in the city, so then the nitva cannot say, I don't want to hear my case in front of them, I want to hear my case by zabla. He has no right to do that. He has to go to these dayanim kavuim. That's halacha psuka. No one disagrees. Now, once again, we have to now see, how about the other way? Well, we're seeing over here that if there's a bezin kavua, and the tobeya summons the disputant to this bezin kavua, so then he can't counter with, now I want to choose, there's a bezin kavua here. How about if it's the other way around, there's a bezin kavua, but the tobeya, the claimant says, I don't want to go to the Bezin Kavua, I'm going to have a fight with you, I don't want to bother with them, it's going to take too long, whatever, the Svara, I'm going to choose a judge, you choose a judge, right, and we will judge it that way. Can he insist upon that? So that's a machlokas. The Jewish Sarlei made sins. He wants to say that from the Ramah just said by the Nitva can't say he wants to have a Zablah. What's the reason? Because, once again, let's think about what might be happening over here. There's a Bezin Kavua, everyone goes to it, this is a community Bezin. And we summon this person and he says, you know, I don't want to go there, let's pick our own Dayanim. What's he doing? He's stonewalling, he's stalling, he's trying to make the process, slow down the process so much to try to get the Toveya off his back. Right? So that's the reason why the Nitva can't insist and say, you know, counter, no, I want to have, so let's start choosing different judges and we'll do it like that. But if the Toveya says, he wants to use such a system, so then there's no problem because he's not trying to stall. It's in his interest to have the case. And he's willing to wait until all the judges are chosen, so what's the problem? It's only if the Nitva starts fooling around and saying, no, I don't like that court, I want a different court. So then we can, the Bezdin Kavua says, no, you have to come to this Bezdin Kavua. The Toveya says, you have to come to my Bezdin Kavua. But if the Toveya himself, who's bringing the case up, and he's willing to wait until the process, due process, and he'll choose his judge, and he'll judge, and then he'll try to find a third one, he's willing to have that delay, so the Maral Sin says that that's okay. I said to Machlokas, the truth is everyone argues with him. The main one they all bring is from Avodas Gershuni, a Kadmon. He says strong words. He says, what happens if there's no Bezdin Kavua in the town? So he says that he brings from Rayas, he says, what happens if there's no Bezdin in the town? What should you do? So he says, all the poskim say, what you do is you go to the next town over where they do have a Bezdin, where there's a Bezdin Kavua over there. And no one ever said, well, why didn't you do Zabla? No one said, well, there's no Bezdin in town, what's the problem? You pick your own Dayanin. He says, Nirash, the Tainus Lebezdin Asamach Nelech, Adiv Mizabla, Simin Mimzayin. The Taina that, let's go to the Bezdin that's in the next town over. That's better than Zabla. Zabla. The process Bedarat Halalu, especially in these generations, and I think this is what's behind a lot of these tshuvas, that Zabla in the times of Gemara was a great system, but it kind of deteriorated with time. And he says, especially in these generations, Shayesh Toen B'Divi Rashi, that people make a mistake in Rashi's pshat, and they think that Rashi meant, well, each dayan that's chosen will try to find any type of trickery and treachery that he can find to get his party to win, even though it has nothing to do with the MS. And therefore, he says, you can go to the Bezim Somach rather than a Zabla. Go to the next town over rather than choosing the Zabla system. V'achi mashma, v'kaba tshuvas ha'achronim, it's mashma many tshuvas, shekos v'shemokim shen shon Bezim Kavua. It's that when there's no Bezim Kavua, yoch lebezim ha'somach, go next to the next town. V'loz kir klas sheyudalit in Zabla. And he brings, he found a psak from another earlier tshuva, that Shein Echad min Atzadarim Yuchol Lachich L'Zabla B'Makomo Rach Yochol L'Bezin HaSomuch. The Chazon Ish first entertains the possibility that maybe this halach applies only to the defendant and not to the claimant. But then he says that there's an you know, Kavod HaBezdin, and it's the right thing that if there's a Bezdin in the town, that people should go there rather than start picking their Zabla, Dinei Torah, they should go with the Dayanim Kivuyim that are in the town. I have from contemporary, the Sheva Levi, Rav Bosner, says the same Sak. He says that the Nitva wants a Bezdin of three Tamidei Chachamim, and the Toveya says, no, I want to, and he's saying it even not by a Bezdin Kavua in the beginning. And the Toveya says, no, I want to have Zabla. He's so worried about the indiscretions of Zabla nowadays that he says, you can listen to the Nidva even though they're not a Bezdin Kavua. That's a Bechidish at the end, he says. I'm not sure if he really holds that way. And finally, Laris Noshin also concludes the same thing, that if there's any Chshash, and here he says, what do we do with the Shvus Yaakov? That's what you should have asked. The Shvus Yaakov said that Zabla is always preferable over the Dayanim Kibuim. So Laharis Nosson says, the Shvus Yaakov said what case he was talking about. He said he was talking about a case where each one chose their Dayan, and the third one was the Dayan Ha'ir. So he would make sure things were under control, because he was a Dayan in the city, and he would be in control of the other two Bovarin that were chosen by the other people. And also, this was Yaakov said that his problem with the Dayan Kavuim was because the people that were running the towns were themselves corrupt, and they would choose their friends and their relatives to be the Dayanim, even though they're not, they weren't really for the din. But if you have real Chashav Bezdin Kavua, if there is such a thing, a real Chashav Bezdin Kavua in the town, so then the Rosh Hashanah says even the Shvus Yaakov would not necessarily disagree that that the Zabla should be better. According to the way he looks at it, and that's the way the Tshuva seems to read, the Shmos Yaakov was worried about the problems associated in his times with the Bezen Kavua, because the way politics was, the Dayonim weren't chosen properly. So that's why he said the Zabla was preferred. But nowadays, or at least in the Oros Nosson holds, nowadays in Bnei Brak, he holds that the Batei Dinim that are Kavuam are Chashiv. To do Zabla, which has its new problems, it's developed problems of where they mistake the Pshat and Rashi, and we'll see other problems that could be associated with Zabla in future weeks. So he concludes also that if there's a Bezen Kavua, neither party has the right to insist upon a Zabla. So reviewing quickly what we've done tonight, we've first seen the chashivas of a pure Zabla under good conditions, when everything is right, everyone is fair-minded and nice. So then the Zabla will, the Gemara says, will make the din come out la'amito, because either, like the Nimuk Yosef says, it really will be because they're thinking about it and trying their hardest to try to find svaras, of course, emes svaras. According to the Rosh, at least it comes out better because the people will be happier at the end, because they'll at least think that they tried their best. So generally, Zabla should be the best form of Bezdin, and therefore, if there's no Bezdin Kavua, there's no alternative, and rather just a matter of finding three Dayanim, or doing this way, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Nitva has the right to say, I don't want to, you're three Dayanim, and I don't even choose my own three Dayanim, I want each of us to choose a Dayan, and together they'll pick the third. The Nitva has that right. Whether Tovea has that right, it's not so simple. It seems for most that the Tovea does not have the right to insist upon a Zabla. In other words, the Nitva, as long as the Nitva is willing to go to some form of Bezdin, he can't be taken to task of being a Misari that he's not going to do it in Torah. He's willing to go to three Dayanim. He doesn't want Zabla. That's when they're not Dayanim Kavuim. When there are Dayanim Kavuim in the town, which once again we'll talk about in the future, probably the next time. So if there are Dayanim Kavuim in the town, so then certainly the Ramah says clearly that the Nitva has no right to insist upon a Zabla. And it seems from the contemporary poskim and most of the earlier poskim also, that since Zabla has deteriorated through the generations, and there's also the story of the Bezen Kavua, because they didn't have a covenant of the Bezen, a Satakana maybe, of the city, to have such a form of Bezen, so then neither party should have the right to insist upon a Zabla when there's a Bezen Kavua in the town.